Welcome to the Space Show, Christopher.
Thanks. Good to join you.
I understand you've got a new method of detecting debris in space.
So one thing I guess I want to do is small objects are very hard to detect. You need very big installations to detect them if you want to see them at all. So these are sub 10 centimeter sort of objects.
Oh, okay, I was just going to ask what size objects are we talking about. So anything less than 10 centimeters, you can't track from the ground, can you?
Not easily. It just becomes very difficult. It depends on what sort of method you want to use, so optical or radar. You can get optical measurements of CubeSats, so it's 10 centimeter sort of objects, but below that, very hard to detect. And so I guess what I'm looking at is, instead of trying to detect the objects, trying to detect their interaction with the environment. So the ionosphere is the charged environment between about 150 to 1,000 kilometers, and as a satellite passes through it, it causes a wake, just like an aircraft, and that wake is potentially visible to radar, and so I want to try and see if we can detect that wake. So instead of trying to see a 10 centimeter object, you could see a 10 meter wake. And so that's the general idea, I guess, of the method.
So the radars would be on the ground?
The radars would be on the ground, yes. The advantage, I guess, is that you wouldn't have to have a billion-dollar radar installation. Instead, you could have some of the things we already have now, maybe. And that's what I want to try and do, I guess.
So that's something we could do here in Australia?
Potentially, yes. Well, I believe so. Still have to try and do it. So stuff I presented today was simulations of what you try and look for. So there's no point trying to detect something if you don't know what you're trying to detect. And you need to know for radar, you need to know what frequency you're going to use to try and observe these structures.
So do you hope that this is going to actually happen in the future? Near future?
I hope so. So that's, I guess, the idea of space situational awareness, to know more about what's around you in space for a variety of reasons. And being able to detect things is obviously key to that. If you can't see what's there, then you can't know what you're looking at.
At what altitude would these objects be flying at?
So the space debris problem is, so the ionosphere is 150 to 1,000 kilometers. So that's, I guess, where I was thinking of looking for with this method. I don't know whether you'd use the same approach higher up. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Okay. And what's your role at the University of New South Wales?
So I simulate plasmas. So my specialty is really plasma body interactions. So understanding the physics of the interaction of the charged space environment with bodies, because it's not simple. When an object is in a plasma, it acquires a charge, and plasmas don't like charged things, so they try and shield them. And so you get some interesting flow physics, and those flow physics, I guess, are what we're trying to detect. My role, I guess, is to understand those physics to try and give some insight in what we'd like to detect.
Are you a PhD student there, or are you on the staff?
PhD student. Hopefully, not for much longer. So I'm third year.
And what are you looking forward to in doing once you've finished your PhD?
Hopefully more of the same stuff. It's good fun. And I think there's some exciting applications technologies and opportunities that are starting to become available.
Well, thanks for joining us on the Space Show, Christopher.
No problem.